So finding anger or feeling anger, we can find, oh, I'm angry. Or in Buddhism, anger arises. Sorrow arises. Sorrow is arising. Self-pity or fear is arising. And then to find the opposite, which is confidence for fear, or kindliness for anger, or patience for impatience, or forgiveness for sorrow, and acceptance. And then hold them both. And an exercise that Ra offers later we'll go into is that the moment contains love. Seeing that, finding that, knowing that again and again and again in the mind. That can be done as the basis for this discovering the completeness of mind. And so it really means don't pick and choose in the mind what you want and what you don't want, what you love and what you hate. We do, of course. Everybody does. I do. I don't want anger. I don't want sorrow. I don't want fear. I don't want frustration. But we have it. And the more we don't want it, the more we will have it. So it's a matter of not picking and choosing, but accepting what is, knowing what is, feeling the, recognizing the opposite being there in mind too. You know, I feel anger and frustration, but I also could feel kindliness and acceptance or peace right now in the midst of the anger and impatience or sorrow and fear. I could feel, heartful forgiveness or lack of, you know, acceptance as is, surrender, and gratitude. I mean, in some way, the opposite of sorrow is gratitude. Sorrow means I don't have what I want, and it's more genuine and authentic than anger. Anger is I hate, but the reason I hate is because I have or experience that which is not desired. Or I don't have what is desired. I don't have what I want, or I have what I don't want. I'm angry. Under the anger is sorrow. I'm experiencing what I don't like, or I'm not experiencing what I do like. That sorrow can be healed by grieving and gratitude, which is hardcore. Gratitude for not having what you want. Gratitude for experiencing what's difficult. Thank you for hitting me. Thank you for shouting. Thank you for being blocked or stuck. Thank you for being a non-seeking human. Or being God. Or being the one infinite creator. In the form of an unseeking partner. Or an emotional partner. Or, a negative government. Or a condition of solitude or isolation. I chose it. I chose you. And although I can feel sorrow, I can also feel some gratitude that this is for my learning. I chose it. Create your own reality. It's my karma. It's not punishment. I can learn and grow from it. But I have chosen, and then we can inquire why, I have chosen this period of insufficient loving, or insufficient union, or insufficient security. Why? Maybe because you want to be of service, or we want to get through frustration and anger and sorrow into peace and surrender and all is well more and more. So the way to do that is to experience what's when the mind that says all is not well. Sorry, there's a noise. There's a machine behind me blowing air. Maybe you don't hear it, but I do. So anyway, this disciplines of mind are basically balancing each and every positive and negative with its equal. Identifying what we approve of and what we don't approve of. Accepting then the completeness of consciousness. And then repeating that towards others. Identifying the elements of consciousness or mind of others and realizing that that's not all of who they are. And then accepting those conditions of mind in other self too. Acceptance of other people's mental polarities. Fifth step, final step, is adept work or deep internal work, observing geographical and geometrical relationships and ratios of the personal mind, others' mind, mass mind, human mass mind, and infinite or divine mind. That's difficult. That's more subtle. So then Ra talks about training of body, saying it's necessary to know your body well. to understand the polarities of your body and to accept them, which really means to accept and know what the body wants, what your body wants, doesn't want, and then to accept that, there's an opposite bias too. So the body has its biases, and the biological bias must be understood, and then experience the opposite bias. This is, you know, subtle. Ra says the body is a creature of the mind's creation, and you need subtle discernment in order to grasp what's involved. So this is first to understand the body itself, that the body has, your body has its own preferences. It may be about food, it may be about sleep, it may be about sex, it may be alcohol or drugs that you like, it may be that you're weak and have illness. Whatever it may be, the body has its bias, and then to accept that and its opposite, to know that the body could be otherwise and is both, potentially. And then there's actually understanding the meaning of body sensations. An analysis of bodily sensation with particular emphasis upon any unbalanced leaning between love and wisdom, positive and negative. And this means understanding how the mind affects the body and the body affects the mind. How we use our body in an unbalanced way, too much love of body, too little love of body, too much strictness of body, too little. And understanding our unbalanced leanings between love and wisdom. And then there's a practice they talk about in terms of remembering the sensation or bringing in the opposite sensation to overwhelm the senses, which is a tantric exercise, actually. And I talked about Buddhist monks in Burma who do meditation and breathing exercise to get them into a place where they have extreme pain in their body and then sit with it and find the peace and the bliss in the body after the excruciating pain. So I don't recommend that, but that's one way of getting through attachments and the view that body is real and body sensation is permanent. So anyway, body is the creature of the mind, and certain sensations carry importance due to the charge or power which is felt by the mind upon the experience of those sensations. And so Ra says, every sensation that leaves an aftertaste of meaning upon the mind, a taste within your memory, can be examined. And that's basically understanding what you're doing with your body and why your body gives you certain feeling, including illness or sickness, and what that's all about. How did I create it? Why? What unbalanced leaning or distortion in my mind, in my way of living, in my lack of self-love, does this illness reveal? That's a whole nother story. So that's really very personal. So again, Ra talks about the body can be, each bodily function can be used in higher and higher energy complexes with others. So, you know, eating with others, you can eat like a pig or you can eat like a god. Sexuality, of course, walking even, holding objects, moving through the day, voice, speech, communication, touch, all of these things can be done in a low or high way, with distortion or full of love wisdom. So observing the natural functions of the body in daily life, seeing if love of self or love of other is predominant, versus wisdom regarding use of natural functions. Withdrawal from the need for the natural functions is wisdom, or a use of wisdom. There's some value for withdrawal. There's value for engagement. There's value in solitude. There's value in discipline. There's value in no discipline, meaning following your desire at times in some way. So it's the subtlety of understanding how to use the body. Yeah, this is really the heavy teachings of Ra, you know? It takes a bit of work, I feel, for me, to really get this theoretically and then use it practically in any daily situations. This is really, you know, real teaching is hard. Not, you know, most of other raw teaching is intellectual, like two paths, or the nature of creation, or positive negative ET action, or Earth history, or UFOs, or wanders. It's not that difficult, but it requires, you know, reconsideration of our view. And that can be too painful for some people, or for many people. But it's not as hard as this, because this requires looking into mind, body, spirit, ourselves, of ourselves, thinking, seeing, how am I distorted? How am I not in healing, in healed balance? How am I out of balance? Where is there imbalance towards love or towards wisdom? And we can see it. So, you know, when we get angry, sometimes, basically, we can see it as excess of wisdom, at best. And when we're in sorrow, it could be an excess of love. When we're in depression or discouragement, it's love, but it's also a lack of acceptance, a lack of love. So, it's very subtle. But this is really what Ra has to offer, I think. Or at least this is really the most valuable stuff in terms of our personal transformation. Anyway, so the training of spirit, the review, this is page 7. I can't get into it much, and Ra didn't either, because it's the last step, and it's rightly done only by us adepts, when we're really an adept, after very significant mind-body healing and balancing. Spiritual is basically, what is spiritual, you know? 9 out of 10 New Agers have no idea or no clear comprehension of defining. They can't define what is spiritual, what is the spirit. They don't know. It's something, it's our essence. They use vague adjectives, but that's really insufficient and shows a lack of comprehension. So in some ways, if you can't explain it, you don't know it. That's what I've found. And the better you can explain it, the better you know it. And this is fifth chakra, by the way, fifth chakra development. So let's go into the training of spirit briefly. The third area is the spiritual, composed of fields of force and consciousness, which are the least distorted in the total mind-body-spirit. The exploration and balancing of the spirit complex is the longest and most subtle part of your learning. We've already considered the mind as a tree, and the mind controls the body. With the mind single-pointed, balanced, and aware, the body, body comfortable in whatever personal ways are appropriate, the student of healing is then ready to proceed with the greater work. This is the work of wind and fire. The spiritual energy body, the spiritual body energy, is a field or is a pathway or a channel. So the spiritual body is an energy field. The spiritual body energy field is a pathway. It's a channel. It's a communicator to the cosmos, to intelligent infinity and intelligent energy. That's what the spirit energy field is. That's our essence, and it lasts longer than the body or the mind, obviously. And it's our bridge to the all. And it can be worked upon, and it's the work of sixth and seventh chakras, actually. It's the work of wind and fire. When the body and mind are receptive and open, then the spirit can become a functioning shuttle or communicator from your or the individual energy and will upwards, and from the in-streamings of creative fire and wind, cosmic power, downwards. So you got this. The spirit is a shuttle. It's a communicator. It's a field. It's a bridge. It's a pathway between the individual energy and will going up and the in-streaming of creative fire and wind, right? The two higher elements, fire and wind, coming down. That's what that is. So the healing ability, like all other paranormal abilities, is affected by the opening of a pathway or shuttle into intelligent infinity. There are many souls on Earth who have a random hole or gateway in their spirit energy field, sometimes created by taking chemicals such as LSD or marijuana, who are able to randomly and without control tap into the